In October of their sophomore year, nurses at UVM have what is called a white coat ceremony. During the ceremony, a white coat is placed on each student's shoulder, and often the Hippocratic Oath is recited, signifying their entrance into the medical profession. With their white coats on, all of these sophomore students look like medical professionals. But of course, they aren't medical professionals, right? This is the beginning of their medical career. It's the fall of their sophomore year. Few, if any, have actually taken a nursing class. Few, if any, have actually stepped inside the hospital to do any sort of like work there. And yet, in their October of the sophomore year, they're in this crowded room wearing this white coat, this universal symbol of medical professionalism. What's going on? Actually, something really beautiful and profound, I think. At the white coat ceremony, these students are given a uniform that corresponds with their calling and really sort of this new identity of being a nurse, this vocation. As Lauren put it to me just a moment ago, it's an initiation rite into sort of this new calling, this new way of life, this new way of being in the world. In some ways, with the white coat ceremony, what is being communicated is you have signed up for something. Now, here is this. Here is this white coat. Wear it with pride, and in so doing, become what you are called. Right? Grow up into this. There's something analogous, I think, within the Christian life. In Galatians 3:26-27, we read that all who've put their faith and trust in Jesus have become children of God. If you've put your faith and trust in Jesus, you get, in a sense, a new identity, child of God. You get a new community. You get a new status, right? All right in God's sight. You get a new sort of or renewed vocation, right? Image God in the world again. These things are real and true of you, but they are hard to see with the naked eye. But God wants you to see that there has been a change. He wants you to not just see it, but to know it, to feel it. And so he graciously gives us what are called sacraments, things that make the invisible visible, sort of the abstract, tactile, and felt. He gives us baptism. At baptism, God's promises are being sort of poured over your life, just like water is being poured over your head. As water washes away dirt, so too, like the blood of Jesus that washes away sins, it's for you and it's on you. At baptism, you're no longer defined by your connection to the old man, Adam. You're now joined to the new man, Christ, and you become part of his family. You're covered by his blood. You are robed, as it were, in his righteousness. You have put him on like a fresh pair of clothes. Paul says, for as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You are not unlike those sophomore nursing students, kind of like robed in white. But putting on a white coat doesn't instantaneously turn a sophomore student into a nursing professional. I'm looking at some friends here from the ROTC community. Putting on your ACU, your like, what is that, Army Combat Unit? That doesn't automatically make you, or uniform? Army Combat Uniform, that's what I meant to say. That doesn't automatically make you a soldier. And putting on Christ at baptism doesn't automatically turn a sinner into a saint. Becoming the kind of persons who sort of fit the uniform, becoming what we are called, that's actually a process. But significantly, it's a process that takes place within a loving and learning community. And it's a process that takes place with the uniform on, right? It's not like you do all of this stuff in order to get the white coat. You put the white coat on and then you become what you are called. You don't do all of that, the army stuff, right? And then get the uniform. You get the uniform at the beginning and then you become a soldier. And in much the same way, the Christian life begins with our being sort of robed in Jesus's righteousness. It doesn't look right. Maybe you're like, I don't feel righteous. My life doesn't look righteous. And yet we're clothed in it and then told, yeah, become what you are called. Getting the uniform at the beginning and not at the end matters. It matters because from this moment on, we're not working to get an identity. We're working out of a new identity. Nurse, soldier, Christian, right? In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear asks the reader to imagine two people resisting a cigarette. When offered a smoke, the first person says, no thanks, I'm trying to quit. It sounds like a reasonable response, but the person still believes they're a smoker who is trying to be something else. The second person declines, saying, no thanks, I'm not a smoker. And it's a small difference, but the statement signals a shift in identity. Smoking was a part of their former life, and it's not part of their current one. That person will actually be successful, not the first. Clear writes, what you do is an indication of the type of person you believe that you are, either consciously or non-consciously. Research has shown that once a person believes in a particular aspect of their identity, they're more likely to act in alignment with that belief. For example, people who identified as being a voter are more likely to vote than people who simply claim that voting is an important thing to do. Y'all tracking? The point that Clear is driving home in that very excellent book is that for most, almost all, behavior change begins with identity change. You might start a habit because of motivation, but you'll only stick with it if it has become a part of your identity. Here's the kicker. For God, making us wholly human doesn't begin with a set of instructions on how to live a better life, like do these things. It starts with a change of status. It starts with a change in identity. It starts, as it were, with a white coat ceremony, as it were. Here you go. Here's a new uniform. Here's perfect righteousness. Not do a bunch of things in order to get that uniform. No, here you go. This is yours. This is who you are now. Become what you're called. Grow up into who you actually are. In Romans 13, 12 to 14, Paul says to a bunch of Christians who've already been baptized, right, who've already, in some sense, put on Christ, he tells them, put him on. He gives them sort of this instruction, this command, put on Christ. Now, why does he say that? Haven't they already put him on way back when at their baptism? In a sense, aren't they already wearing Jesus? And if so, why does Paul give them these instructions? Why the command, put on Christ? What Paul is doing there, and what I think he would be doing for us here, is he's calling them and us back to our white coat ceremonies, as it were. He's reminding them and us of what is true of us. Taking the time to remind us of who we are, the vows that we made, who we are working for, and what we are working towards. Right? Living the Christian life, becoming wholly human, is a process where we remember who it is that we are and what we've put on already. Paul is certainly not saying in that Romans passage that we need to get baptized day after day after day. Wouldn't be saying to the nurses, you know, redo your white coat ceremony again and again and again and again. But what he is saying is to work out of that uniform. Remember who and what has been put on you. In the case of the nurses, the way that you become a people of the white coat is to put on another kind of a uniform, the scrubs. Scrubs are a little bit different from the white coat in that scrubs get bloodied and dirtied and messed up. They need to go into the wash again and again and again, right? Like, there's a sense of, like, if you're trying to keep a white coat clean, scrubs are not going to stay that way. Like, in some ways, they're built to get bodily fluids on them, right? It's a kind of protective gear that you are literally putting on day after day as you enter into, like, really messy and sort of painful situations. But here's the thing. Ironically, as nurses become people of the scrubs, they become people of the white coat, right? Wearing the scrubs, they become the kind of medical professionals that are symbolized by the white coat, right? They actually are, like, living into that reality. Something like this is true in the Christian life as well. To live like people who are putting on Christ, we're going to be people who are not, like, wearing white and not trying to ever get it dirty, but who are people who are kind of putting on a kind of scrubs. There is sort of like the daily wear of the Christian, what the Bible calls the armor of light in Romans 13:12, or the armor of God, Ephesians 6:10. In a sense, this is the daily uniform of the Christian. It's a kind of a protective gear. You put it on, not so that you don't have to engage the world, but precisely that you can. Right? You put on the armor of light. Sort of this armor of God. In some ways, a Christian sort of like combat uniform. Christian scrubs. In order that you might be able to move in the direction of suffering. You put it on so that you can actually move and engage with a world full of hurt. You put on this clothing so that you can actually administer healing and bring peace where there isn't any. You put this on so that you don't have to be afraid of blood and guts. You put this on so that you can actually step outside of your comfort zones. All things that Jesus does, by the way. And it's not just that you would put this on so that you are moved in certain directions. You put this on so that as you, like, look down, you remember, oh, right, this is who I am and how I'm supposed to engage with these things. The scrubs remind you of, like, oh, right, I'm a nurse and I'm supposed to administer healing. Right, the army uniform, like, right, I'm a soldier. I'm to be brave. And sort of as we wear sort of our Christian uniform, we're reminded, like, all right, I'm supposed to move in these directions and I'm supposed to do this in the ways that Jesus would do this. Right? This is sort of what Paul is conveying. Put him on. And not in a way that, in a way of just being like, remember that he's on you. The armor protects you. The uniform protects you. If not from physical pain, does protect you from spiritual pain. I think most of the pain that is going to come to you is in the form of shame. Especially, this is especially true at the beginning, where it's like you're wearing the uniform, you're like wearing the scrubs, but you actually don't know anything about nursing, or you're wearing the uniform, but you actually are like, I have no idea what it means to be a soldier. You're wearing Jesus, and you're like, I am not a Christian. I don't really know what it means to follow Jesus. What am I doing with this on? This doesn't fit. It's almost like the kid wearing dad's clothes and, like, you know, the sleeve, you just, like, the sleeves are hanging out and you're just like, this looks ridiculous. It's way too big for me. But the uniform protects you. Like I said, if not from physical pain, from psychological pain, from spiritual pain, that comes in the forms of, like, maybe accusations, like, who do you think you are wearing that? Who do you think you are walking around in those kinds of clothes? Jesus clothes. Trying to do good in the world, trying to be a good person. We all know you're a fake. We all know that you're a fraud. We all know that you are a failure, that you're, like, you don't measure up. The thoughts come from outside, and they also sort of come from inside as well. voices of shame, which is not the voice of God in your life. That is very much the voice of the devil. We need the uniform on to protect us from these kinds of attacks. Because when we put on Christ, we remember who we are and we remember who we are wearing. He did it perfectly, which is why we don't have to. But we do have to try. That's the whole point of putting on the gear. Right? You would never put on a bunch of ski gear and then just sit on the couch. Right? Right? You would never put on a bunch of scuba gear and then just, I don't know, sit in a lobby. Right? The whole point of putting on the uniform or putting on the equipment or putting on the gear, in the case of ski gear, is so that you can go hit the slopes. The whole point of putting on the army uniform is so that you can actually enter into battle. The whole reason of like putting on the scrubs is so that you can administer help. And the whole reason why you would put on Christ is so that you can actually go into the world and love like Christ loved the world. As insane as it would to be put on a bunch of ski gear and sit on the couch, it is just as insane to put on Christ and then just sit at home and sit on your hands. Like the whole point of wearing this uniform, this sort of techie gear, is that you can go out in the world and do stuff and love like Christ did. That is the whole point. To extend the analogy a little bit, when we first start something, whether it's nursing or skiing or following Jesus, and we're given this uniform, in the case of skiing, it's like helmet and goggles and like cool Patagonia jacket and maybe some, like, I don't know, new boots. Where are you on? You got some new boots. Send you some fresh skis. When you got all this new gear, you look like a professional. Like, nobody can tell that you are not good when you're just like waiting in line. You look like you could be in a ski movie when you've got all of that stuff. It's not until you actually start trying that your true colors are shown. You're like, oh, wait, you look the part, but you are not the part. Right? And I think this is actually an impediment for a lot of us, because it's like, I don't know if I want to actually be good. I just want to look good. I don't want to actually do good. I just want to look good. But Jesus is like, no, 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 no. I don't want you to just look good. That's not why I just gave you my righteousness. I gave you this uniform, not just so that you would look like a righteous person when I see you, it's so that you can actually go do good out in the world. So that you can do it without fear of failure, because it's like you're wearing my perfection. You don't have to do this perfectly. I've got you covered. But I do want you to try. The whole reason of putting on the uniform is so that you can do what the uniform means. Putting on Christ means that we go out into the world and love like Christ loved the world. Last year, Julia and Hannah were two sophomores, still newbies in nursing, but given the gift of a white coat. And tonight they're being inducted into the Sigma Theta Tau International Honor Society of Nurses. Tonight's ceremony is not the end of the road for them. In some ways, it's just a marker along the way. But they're on a journey that began with a white coat. A coat that has not just inspired, but in some sense has empowered them to be and to do the things that God has made them to be and to do. And look, you all, what's true of them is true for all of us here. If you're a Christian, Jesus has put his clothes on us, not to keep us where we are or as we are. He has put his clothes on us so that we can become something else. That's something else being like him. So we have the spiritual resources to move out into the world in love, to become like him, and to look like him, and ultimately to do the kind of stuff that he did. This is how we become wholly human. It's with the uniform on. I'm going to pray.